Nigel Burrell is with us once again. Long-time friend, curator, artist, broccoli, garlic, and soy cook, and Nike-wearing individual that he is. Thanks for your time today, Nigel Tenak.
Morning, Nadale. Good to be with you.
Good. How's your broccoli going? Broccoli with garlic and soy. You like that?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Not too bad.
You're the creative bee yourself.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much, Nigel. Good on you, man. Good catching up with you again. Hey, I noticed that Muru is opening tomorrow, is it, in Papakura?
Yeah,
And isn't that great too? It's featuring the works of Hardy, Sir Hardy now, Hardy Williams, Charles and Janine, who do a lot of our Manu murals across the city. And Nigel, can you tell us more about it? Because a lot of Selwyn's work's been on display up at the homestead here, Par Homestead. So is that same exhibition or something quite different?
Well, same name, but different kaupapa and different project. But I suppose when you think about it, Selwyn Muru and Sir Hardy Williams are of the same collective and era, being that first generation of Māori artists that came through the Māori Artists and Writers Society that was formed in 1973. And Matua Hardy Williams, or Sir Hardy Williams, was the first, the chair of that committee back in 1973 when it was first formed. And that group later became Ngāpuna Waihanga, which both Selwyn Muru and Matua Hardy were leading figures in. So, you know, they're part of that whole whakapapa and history of contemporary Māori art. And so for myself, wearing the hat of being an artist this time, which is really exciting, you know, to collaborate on a mural and an exhibition with Matua Hardy Williams and Charles Williams, his nephew, and Janine Williams, Charles' wife, has been really special. I've worked with Matua Hardy over the last 15 years in different roles. So we first met each other at Manukau City Council working in the Māori department or strategy units of that particular organisation. And then later we both got to work together again at the Auckland Museum. So he's one of those very special people that we're lucky to have, and that is always imparting his wisdom, ready or not, whether you want it or not. And in a very generous way for both Māori and Pākehā in relation to thinking about nation building often. And in a way, that's what this project was about. So Matua Hardy invited, beginning of this year, invited myself, Janine and Charles to walk with him and collaborate on a 7.5 metre long mural entitled Muru. And Matua Hardy set the kaupapa and we followed. And the kaupapa was, like the name suggests, muru, which is a Māori term to talk about bringing about reciprocity and justice and balance when actions have been found to be wanting. And Matua Hardy had a very distinct kaupapa in mind, and it was looking at the New Zealand wars and those pakanga to Papakura and to the Waikato. And That was a theme that he really wanted us to explore, and we did along the idea and came up with this very robust, dynamic 7.5 metre long mural and an exhibition to go with it. So the exhibition came secondly, and like anything where Māori are involved, there is a little window of opportunity, and someone says, hey, let's have an exhibition at the same time, and all the stars aligned, so to speak, and it's a Matariki themed show, well, I suppose Matariki exhibition as part of the festival, which opens the same day. So tomorrow we have the mural unveiling at 10 a.m. With all four of us artists that were involved in that project present. And then an hour later, at 11 a.m, we go across the road to the Papakura Art Gallery and open the exhibition Muru, which is again looking at those themes about restitution, reciprocity, and restoring justice and balance when actions have brought about harm or disrepute, which is really a poetic way of talking about the experiences of Ngā Pakanga or Aotearoa, ki Papakura, ki Waikato. Yeah.
It's tough. You know, that history is very checkered, and that's been kind. Disastrous in many ways for our people. But, you know, that's the reality, eh? Papakura, like I live in Otahuhu, these were garrison towns, really. But now we've got a 7.5-metre mural, which is massive in size. It's on the library, the Edmund Hillary Library in Papakura. That's being unveiled upopo. And then the exhibition not too far away from there as well. Obviously, let's wait until tomorrow, but as an artist, an art critic and art curator, what do you make of the mural, Nigel?
Oh, well, with that hat on, I think it's amazing.
Jolder.
Outstanding. and with any big mural project, it's always nice to get to the end of it. And so, you know, there's a sense of accomplishment and a sense of, there's a celebratory sort of feel to be at this stage of such a big project. But also a really special one to work with Matuahare Suhare Williams in his most senior years. And he is so very active still and very much in demand for his wisdom and his leadership. So it's been really beautiful to be able to be part of that momentum at this moment in time as well. And just, you know, working on a project with three other artists is always special. So we really can't wait to share it with everybody. With those two events tomorrow at 10 a.m. and then at 11, we also follow with a free hangi feast at 12 noon. So everyone's welcome to join us to celebrate the mural and the exhibition and then to partake in kai and catch up and, I suppose, bring Matariki forward.
Tēnā koe. Matua Hale didn't get out there with a paintbrush on the wall, though, did he? Did he?
Oh, he did.
He did. What about you? And you did the same, Nigel?
I did.
Wow.
You might have to come and see the evidence to believe it.
I will. I'm out there. I might not get there tomorrow, but I'm out in Papakura quite regularly, and I will be coming to have a look. How will I know which piece is yours and which piece is Sir Hare's?
Well, my sort of early background is in kōwhaiwhai painting, so you'll see very distinct kōwhaiwhai imagery in the mural, and you'll know that's me. Matuahare's style, we've actually taken our lead from his style, so he has very much a spray paint technique where he uses stencils and colour in really dramatic ways. So the entire mural has been done in a tribute to his style and to keep his style very, very prominent within the mural. But it's a bit of a balancing act having, you know, four artists with four distinct styles, but they all end and come together beautifully in the mural. So it's been a great project to be part of.
I hope that somebody paints anti-graffiti paint on. I hate taggers who come in and deface beautiful artworks. And hats off. Do you know what? I never made the connection between Hare and Charles, but there you go. I didn't realise he was the Neff. So those guys have been, Charles and Janine have been very prominent. Really good to catch up with you again, Nigel. Looking forward to having a hongi with you soon, man. And thanks for all the mahi you've been doing along the way. You're still at the museum too?
At the museum. Yep, still there.
Our,
wearing that hat as well.
Our young fella's going in there. This is some hauraki peeps heading your way, Apopo. Are you going to be?
Tomorrow morning.
You going to be around?
No, I won't be there. But our staff are looking forward to welcoming them in and allowing them to have their wānanga to celebrate Matariki as well. So that should be a good day for them.
Yeah, it will be. And sort of via them to us, wider hauraki peeps. Nice catching up with you again, Nigel. Thanks so much, mate.
Jordan.
Tēnā koe, brother. Thank you. Nigel Burrell, what an interesting